We've got the two FC United Academy managers just below us in the dugout, as always, learning their trade very quickly. A lot of confidence, both of them. They're enjoying their time here at FC United and Manchester now, as they have to deal with this throwing, though, into the penalty area the ball goes. Goes across three people, is awkward one. Whoa. Needs to be dealt with, and it's not dealt with.
Westcar.
And Westcar there, the number 10. Well, it bounced, and it bounced again, and you can never afford to let the ball bounce twice in the penalty area. And it was a simple header in the end, and it came from that long throw again. Sam Topliss, well, I saw them on Saturday, and they worked the long throw on two occasions. They scored from one, and I've just done the same again here at Broadhurst Park. And on 23 minutes, it's FC United Manchester 0, Alfreton Town 1. Well, this lad can hit a ball. I saw the free kick, as I said, and hopefully FC can go in only 1-0 down. But he steps up to it now.
Look, Brendan Wood, Daniels. Wide open and all.
Daniels.
Ooh, get in there. Dearie
they
me.
Did exactly the same thing.
Oh, dearie me. Just whack that straight in. Exactly. Goalkeeper got an hand to it, but poor defensive wall, that Swampy.
Well, it was a catalogue of errors, really, up to the free kick, and FC found themselves two down
just before
in
this
first 45 minutes. And I said I saw him on Saturday, and his free kicks were with pace, power and panache and quality, and everything was there included. And as I say, Allison got a hand to it, but it wasn't strong enough.
Just went in like a bullet, didn't it?
Yeah,
it
did indeed. As this corner ball comes in, it's a decent ball as well. It's on the end of it. There's a push there in the back, but the referee doesn't give it.
There's
a kick up a chair in there. Oh, it's an overhead kick from the birthday boy, Kieran Glynn. And FC United back in it. Glynn, well, he was the only player on the pitch I could actually think of doing something like that. That's a sandwich as a rave. FC United back in it. And Kieran Glynn.
Kieran Glynn, yeah.
Exactly why he's on the pitch. Chris Elliott has made all the saves in this second half. And FC United of Manchester, well, with 5 minutes to go, it's left one-on-one at the back. I suppose it's a risk worth taking, and we need to make and capitalise upon this. What can they do? The ball whips, it's a decent ball, goes across everybody.
Oh.
It's a decent header away, controlled by the 14 poorly. FC's 14 plays the ball into the penalty, it's a decent ball again. Logan, can they get a shot away? Plays it outright to Glynn.
Glynn
looks for some support. Penalty!
Penalty!
Well, Kieran Glynn, you're saying strike it. He's held it and shimmied and eventually gets the penalty. And FC United of Manchester, have they got a lifeline?
Well, I think Gilchrist is about to get his wish.
Bit of composure now and plenty of power.
Well, Gilchrist is the only player on the pitch who, apart from Irwin, would be taking it, and Irwin's off the pitch. Gilchrist to make it 11 for the season. And Chris Elliott, probably be a bit of kidology, taking as much time as he can. If the referee blows his whistle, just put it in. Gilchrist now to get FC level terms. What could he do? He's had a great game as Chris Elliott, but Gilchrist steps up. What can he do? 2-8!
Oh, yeah.
And deservedly so. The world rate of FC United in the second half has been absolutely superb. And equally, that man, Kieran Glynn, he gets the equaliser, he gets FC the penalty, and FC United have got three or four minutes to actually go on and win this. Scored more goals this time, already this season, than he did in the entire last season, Gilchrist, and he's now actually three of the top goal scorer in the Conference North.
Definitely got the impetus now, FC, and to be honest, the fight's there. Scoreline's level now. Let's have a double on.
Now look at Kieran Glynn there, which is great. He's saying to his players, settle down. Let's not do anything rash. Let's just work, keep what we're doing. And now FC United, it's that man again over the ball.
Got a chance.
It's Linfield.
Float it in. Just
he won't
crush it straight in on goal.
Linfield is at the same position, but about 3 yards further out.
And he's got a gap there between the two-man wall and the first defending player to actually smash.
Well, there's a huge gap there.
Straight
if,
through
if,
it.
If he beats Bradley Wood's head, for the, it'll be okay. He steps up. Linfield, what can he do?
That's
decent. Oh, he hits Bradley Wood again.
Again.
On the head. The ball goes across left-hand side for Logan. 44 minutes on the clock. Logan to the byline. Oh, brilliant play by Logan. Logan in the penalty area. The ball comes across. Goal! Down the right hand side, he digs past two players, down on one foot, he's leathered the ball in, and that's what you're doing there. You can whip the ball in, he comes off a defender, 2-1 down to 3-2, 45 minutes on the clock, and FC United and Manchester take a phenomenal lead here.
Tom Platt straight in his own goal, right in the middle of the goal, tremendous run off Logan, got along the line, beat his man couldn't bring him down, it'd have been another penalty. He had enough time to smash that ball straight along the line, and Tom Platt just could not defend against it.
Just watching an FC photographer run over there to see the photograph of the goalkeeper.